Here's one thing I wanted to add too that I really respect and love about y'all is like they don't take everyone. Like for you guys that are listening, you're like, hey, I'm interested and I need some help with, you know, and I want to buy some leads. They vet you. They go through a vetting process where they approve to see if they will actually let you work with them and buy their leads. Right. And you're not having to move, you're not having to move contracts. Like you're just able to get marketing, like literally just get leads from them. But you do have to go through a vetting process, you know, which I think is really cool.
I know it's so weird.
I had never heard of that from a lead company. Ever.
We love our name, right? Because we're set up for you to be successful, okay? And I can tell, and it's not the person, it's really what their situation is. Our ads are speaking to life insurance with living benefits. We train our team. If they don't have a living benefits carrier, they're going to be wasting their money. They're not a good fit. Right. If they only have one company, they're not going to be a good fit. Right. If they come in and say, hey, Cody, I don't want to dial at all. I just want my calendar to be magically filled with appointments and I never pick up anything. And the person that I want to pick up the phone, they want to buy. That's all I want. That's not going to be a good fit. I'm going to save the nuisance of it. Yeah, I'm going to save it because you're going
to. I also want to be Santa Claus. Just
exactly. Right. Okay. Like we have this. It's not about. But if someone wants to come in to level up and they're ready to work and they understand that we provide resources, we're not one of those. I'm going to tee it up and they're going to say yes. And I'm going to transfer it. No, we work. We're the most transparent, the most, you know, we show our ads. Okay, mm-hmm. We have a coach to help you on digital sales. We put it everything at your fingertips, but if you want us to put it in your bank account, this is not going to be a good fit.
What is up? Welcome back to the CA Power Player Podcast. I'm your host, Cody Askins, and today we have special guests who have been on before. Also, what's really cool, really quick, it is right now. It's Thursday, January 18th. It is the 1 year anniversary of Javon and Betsy rolling out the leads division of Level Up Leads. Nice. So please welcome back Javon, Spencer, and Betsy Barr. What is up?
What is going on?
Thanks for having us, Cody. And this is such a special day. We were like, oh my goodness, a year ago. Woo.
Crazy. A year is flying by, but like the growth that y'all have seen, by the way, like I gotta add this, like most companies cannot do what you are doing at the level of, and there's some unique things that y'all do that I think have been a big part of your success for sure. But I love that how much y'all have grown in a year is insane.
It is insane. It's the reason we are insane, but
yes, it's the reason Javon is bald.
Yes. Wow. Oh man, it's been such an incredible year, Cody, and like just waking up and being like messaging with Javon this morning, being like, oh wow, like all the things that we've gone through this past year, and this time last year we were like, well, I hope this works.
Yeah, that was the fun part. It's like, I hope we have 50 people in the first 3 months. That'll be good, right?
Wow. Yeah, that was like our benchmark. I think we had it like in the first
two, three weeks. Yeah.
That's awesome.
And we were like, what's happening? it was. But you know, we'd been doing stuff before that for like 2 years, you know. So it's not like we've been, okay, all of a sudden we just came out and then hit the ground running. It was 2 years of, hey, what works, what doesn't work. Figuring out which lead, you know, how to do the ads, how to do every single part of it, learning and growing. And so it was kind of like, then we started the leads division. And so it was just primed and ready. It was pretty awesome.
I love it.
I think the huge part, because last year, that fourth quarter, the year before that, I pushed myself. I wrote $100,000 in 100 days. So I was coming off of writing $100,000 on these same leads, the same business, you know, itemizing what was I saying, recording it. So we didn't just jump out with leads. We jumped out with sales training. We jumped out with resources. What did it take to write that $100,000 in 100 days?
Yes.
And then put that right then and there in front of everyone, packaged up, primed to go. And they were like, oh, this is awesome. It was the best part was everyone telling Betsy how amazing it was.
Hey, I gave you all the props, but yes, I was like,
yes, way to go, Betsy. Awesome. Way to go, it's Betsy. Like awesome.
It's we compete a little bit, tad bit.
Just a little bit. Well, in the middle of all this, like in the fourth quarter, Javon's going beast mode, 100K in 100 days. Then we're trying to like transition the whole back team to like, okay, we're creating this whole new system. All right. And then my family's moving to Hawaii. So Spencer would call me like, hey, we need to work on this. I'm like, I'm packing. Wow. It was insane. It was truly, I look back now and I'm like, I think we,
how did we do it?
What were we thinking? Like, seriously, yeah. What were we thinking? But, you know, it's just one of those, like, we both are just kind of hustlers. Like, we just get stuff done. And so we just were like, well, it's this or it's this or we're done. And so we were like, let's put our head down. Let's get it done.
But I think we missed one thing, though, Betsy. One thing is, as we were building, it wasn't for us. I think we sacrificed sleep. We sacrifice family time. We sacrifice so much because I knew that I wanted to build a platform for my agency. And you were building, we wanted a platform for our agency that was independent of anything the world was dealing with, right? If I'm going to spend my recruiting dollars on bringing people into this business, I wanted to have something controlled. And the one thing that I felt that I can control, because if I can do 100K in 100 days, we can have some folks have a pretty good living. And, you know, so we were sacrificing sleep, those long days, those early nights, just because I mean, we forget about it, but that really, it wasn't like, how do you build this business? The business came after. The first thing that we wanted to do was like, I want to recruit and hey, this is what we do here. This we jump right into Level Up. We have this, we have coaching, here's the training, you know, everything there. And now, you know, because if I had to do it all for dollars and cents, no, thank you. But to be able to bring a, you know, have an agency that's what we're striving for, it was totally worth that. So now we have, man, where have we gone for these 365 days? What in the world have we?
What in the world?
Yeah.
Well, so I mean, I totally agree, 100%. Spencer, it's like the whole reason that we did this, Cody, was for our agencies. I mean, we started it, and then we were like, oh, this is going really well. We can grow this. We can help other people. And so over the last year, we've continued to look and see like, hey, what is the next thing that people need? Or like, oh, hey, people need this, or my agents need this in order to succeed as I'm bringing them into my agency. And then that's what we would create. And that's what then we would open up for all of Level Up. So like we started off with the general life leads, and it came with the amazing training from Javon and the resources and the, you know, and the follow-ups and the CRM and all that. And then what happened was our phones were blowing up, Cody, and not like in a great way, but like, we were still trying to write business, still trying to run our agencies, trying to figure out, oh my word, what's going on with this Level Up business that's blowing up, right? And, you know, and then it was like, hey, how do I sell this? Or, hey, how do I do this? What do I say to this client? And so, I mean, we obviously are doing that for our agents, but then it was like, whoa, we don't, like, we're not, I'm not a leader for, like, all the agents in the world. maybe that's you, but I'm like, oh, you know, at some point I want to talk to my husband and my kids. Right. And so it was, but kind of, as we share all the things that come up to the most amazing thing, Cody, about every single part that we've needed for Level Up is it's just at the right time, you know, and Spencer and I, honestly, like we prayed over this business like nothing else. And always at just the right time, God brings the right person into our life. And so for us, it was Coach Finney. He reached out to me on LinkedIn. And honestly, like I don't check LinkedIn as much as I should probably. So I checked it out and I was like, hey, Spencer, Coach Finney reached out and asked a question. So anyways, that same day, we just all hopped on a call, just started brainstorming, collaborating, hey, what could be? And then within what, like 2 weeks, he was our Level Up coach. So it was awesome. You know, just a matter of like, hey, we started noticing this is what people need. God brought the right person. Hold on,
Betsy. We got to give a little bit of context, Cody, because he didn't just message us on LinkedIn. Let me pause. He did message us on LinkedIn, but he's been our resident coach in our group. So I've put my agents through his cohorts and was paying as an agency owner so I saw the results. I saw what it was like to have an agent that did nothing and then go through his cohort. So I was once I heard the name, I was a believer. We ran contests in my agency and the prize was to go to Coach Finney. Right. So it wasn't so spit. So please don't hit us on LinkedIn. Like I can be.
Oh, sorry. No, there was a prior relationship. There was a
whole prior relationship prior to just like, hey, I could be your coach and everybody go to him. I don't want to do it anymore. No. We've had a huge relationship. He's helped my agency grow the year before from 581,000 in production to 914. And it was based off of his mindset, his lineage, you know, his training, his, you know, focus point, and taught me that as a leader, I don't have to be a coach, right? Yeah. I'm a leader. I don't have to be the coach and the player at the same time. Lean on the coach and let me play the game. So
I love that. Yeah. So, yeah. Here's one thing I wanted to add too, that I really respect and love about y'all is, And also, if at any point during this, we're going to have a link in the description below, levelup-codyaskins.com. I had to remember what the link was, so I checked it, and that's it. It's really cool. It's the anniversary, 1 year anniversary of like releasing the leads. But y'all actually, like, they don't take everyone. Like, for you guys that are listening, you're like, hey, I'm interested in it. I need some help with, you know, and I want to buy some leads. They vet you. They go through a vetting process where they approve to see if they will actually let you work with them and buy their leads, right? And you're not having to move contracts. Like you're just able to get marketing, like literally just get leads from them. But you do have to go through a vetting process, you know, which I think is really cool.
I know it's so weird. It's just
I had never heard of that from a lead company ever.
We love our name, right? Because we're set up for you to be successful, okay? And I can tell, and it's not the person, it's really what their situation is. Our ads are speaking to life insurance with living benefits. We train our team. If they don't have a living benefits carrier, they're going to be wasting their money. They're not a good fit, right? If they only have one company, they're not going to be a good fit, right? If they come in and say, hey, Cody, I don't want to dial at all. I just want my calendar to be magically filled with appointments and I never pick up anything. And the person that I want to pick up the phone, they want to buy. That's all I want. That's not going to be a good fit. I'm going to save the nuisance of it. Yeah, I'm going to save it because you're going
to. I also want to be Santa Claus. Just
exactly. Right. Okay. Like we have this. It's not about. But if someone wants to come in to level up and they're ready to work and they understand that we provide resources, we're not one of those. I'm going to tee it up and they're going to say yes. And I'm going to transfer it. No, we work. We're the most transparent, the most, you know, we show our ads. Okay, mm-hmm. We have a coach to help you on digital sales. We put it everything at your fingertips, but if you want us to put it in your bank account, this is not going to be a good fit, right? So we just let that be known up front. We train our marketing managers of that because I think that is so much noise out there and we're easy to find. Like Betsy said, find you on LinkedIn. We're easy to find. We like our names. You're not going to say, they took my money and never told me that their ads are saying living benefits and I got one carrier and they knew that. And we're not dealing with that. Get prepared. We know what it takes to be successful. We're not guessing. We know the formula. We know how much activity is required. If you don't have that time, that energy, that effort for your business, if you're on your way out, don't make a pit stop here, right? It's level up. It's for the elite, and you know, harsh, but it's why we have over 700 agents in our community still growing, 100,000 over 100,000 leads generated in a year. I mean, I've seen people. I mean, wow! And this is like you said, Cody, not in our agency. This is just in our community. So we wanted to create something that we can just benefit people that want to work hard.
Mm-hmm. You guys have got some ad spend in your ad accounts. That's for sure. After 100,000 leads, man, that's a lot. That's a good credit card bill. That's a good credit card bill.
That's where this part of the hair went right here.
Yes.
I love that. I love that.
That's a lot. But, you know, just think, talking about the different, you know, ad spend and the leads we've got, you know, that's some, that has been another thing that we've kind of grown in this year, is just realizing we want people that are going to come in and work, but we also like listen to them, you know, because they are coming in, they are working the leads, we're listening to what they say. And so, you know, like Spence said, we're very transparent, we share the ads, and, you know, we also don't necessarily celebrate people that win right off the gate. So if you come in our check-in calls, Cody, and they start saying, yeah, I sold them my first batch of leads, we're like, don't say that. We want to hear about the person that struggled. Like last week on our call, we had someone that like struggled for a month and then she made a sale. And we're like, we want to hear that, because that mindset is going to help people as they come in and be like, okay, it's not like, oh, everyone here comes in and wins, there's something wrong with me. But when we celebrate the struggle, then everyone feels like, you know, they're a part of it, and they're kind of, you know, more with that collective there. But anyway, so we do listen, you know, to what people are saying. And so that's kind of where we started realizing, all right, not just general life leads, but let's start considering other lead types. And that was kind of a little scary, you know, because we were so dialed in on the general life, and you can kind of go anywhere with the general life leads. You could go IUL, you could go term, you could go final expense, you could go, you know, all different ways, retirement. And so to be like, all right, now we're going to put focus and energies on creating these different divisions within our lead department. And so that took up probably a lot of work.
Yeah, that was probably a lot of work.
That's why when you said we're going to start another lead type, we're not, like, not anytime soon. Every time I wake up to a text that says, I have an idea. No.
How many lead types do y'all have now? Because I know you've added more for sure.
Yeah.
We've got five
lead types. So we've got our general life, which is like term and final expense. And then we've got mortgage protection leads, which are just absolute fire. We've got IUL leads. We've got like the debt elimination or infinite banking leads. And then we've got retirement or annuity leads. So five lead types. And the great part is, Cody, people are winning on them, you know, and not just, oh, a once-off thing, like, people are winning off of these. And so I think that comes from too, like the 2 years that we were kind of putting in the grind, those long hours, testing a lot of stuff. You want to talk about ad spend. We spent a lot of money testing what works and what doesn't work. So then when it was time to come out with these different lead types, we weren't starting from scratch. Like we were really being like, hey, it's time to dial in this one. Let's go. Now let's build everything around it, but we know what works. And so now we can, you know, we're ready to offer it to the world.
I love that. Yes. Mm-hmm. That's good different types too. If an agent's like, you know, how do I make sure that I can qualify to work with y'all? Cause it sounds like a good program. Like, what would you say to the agent out there? Maybe they're new. Maybe they don't even understand how, you know, a lead vendor works per se.
First thing I would always say is, what is your commitment level and are you true to that commitment level? Mm-hmm. Right. We spend more time managing expectations. Okay. If you've, you know, going to show up to coaching, you need coaching, show up to coaching. Right. If you need, you know, help with on the phones, coach is going to help on the phones. So I would say first and foremost is being truthful to what you want out of this business and holding yourself accountable, because we are going to put the resources in your hands. Showing up is a big key. Cody, I can tell you, everyone doesn't work for our program. I'm just going to tell you, we've identified in this year what doesn't work. And I can tell you unequivocally, over 95% of the people that are not successful with Level Up leads don't show up to the check-in calls. And don't show up to the coaching.
Do they get kicked off if they don't show up to the check-ins?
Nope. They can check themselves out, but we literally have a check-in call.
Like a hotel. It's like a hotel.
Like I already know, after 3 weeks not showing up to the calls and hearing it, we already know what's going to happen. So when someone says, what do I have to be successful? Are you committed to showing up, even if you're not at the top of the leaderboards? Right.
That's good. Yeah, yeah. And then that's true of like business and life in general. Like I always say, step one to success is literally just showing up when you don't want to.
Just showing up. Because I think we've said it before here, but I just want to say it again. Like we show the ads on these check-in calls. And so when people are like, oh, I don't know how to talk to the lead. I don't know how to connect with them. Oh, they said this and I thought it sounded weird. As soon as they come to the check-in call, nobody on the check-in call has those comments. All they're saying is, oh, the leads are so excited. Oh, it was this type of lead and I knew how to help them. And so it's like they've seen the ads. They know what to expect. They know, like they're walking into that conversation with the client with knowledge and with excitement and with preparation because they're not going to be surprised by what this person says. And so that's why it's like if you want to come here and be successful, it really is the key. It really is the key to being there. And so it's our check-in calls are 3 o'clock on 3 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays. And so our marketing managers even asked that in their call, like, hey, are you able to be here? And if not, we're just going to go ahead and tell you, you probably shouldn't start, like, because otherwise it's not going to be a good fit for you.
Like wow. I already know the object. I've heard it time and time again, you know, and it's the ads are not recorded. So you have to physically be there and, you know, go from there. So, and so many updates and we're always editing, fixing something because we listen to the community. So it's been just really fun, you know, more efficient, you know, our big focus. And the cool part with the other lead types is we, like Betsy said, we've been testing them for years. We've been seeing which ones convert. It's now partitioned. Now I want a mortgage protection. And I must say, I did mortgage protection for over 6 years. I'm really strong. My first million on my pen was all mortgage protection leads. All right. So to go backwards and do the ads and create the sales training and the process of how we've done for all the years. And we didn't even tell you yet, Cody, they get sales training for general life. They get sales training for the mortgage protection. They get sales training on the retirement leads and they get sales training on the IBC leads. Okay.
That's awesome.
They get all that by joining into the community, you know, there. So we definitely have some value adds that people are like, wow, catching and, you know, might put something to another lead type or, you know, what have you.
Yep.
So it's just been awesome.
It is awesome. Well, congratulations on the 1 year. Super exciting. I appreciate all you are doing with us. I love getting a chance to share this amazing gift that you'll have with our audience. So thank you both for being back on the channel and congratulations.
Thanks so much, Cody. Appreciate you.
Yes, thank you both. All right, as you guys are listening, man, once again, the link's in the description below. If you're listening on audio, it is levelup-codyaskins.com. And I would love to see you level up even more in 2024. That did rhyme. I may be Eminem now. I'm not sure. Either way, you guys are amazing. Thanks for hanging with us, and we'll see you on the next podcast. Adios.
Yep.
Peace.
Hey, if you enjoyed this, I got another one you're going to love. It's right there. Click on it. See you in there. I'm so excited for today's CA Power Player podcast. I'm your host, Cody Askins. We got a special guest. He is back on the channel talking about how to sell life insurance from home. Here's what I love about this person. Yeah, I'm telling you, this will be one of the best.